This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Do you believe that Jesus is the resurrection? Do you believe that He is the Son of God? Do you believe that He takes away the sins of the world? Well, it's pretty simple. You can tell by your actions. Are you still doing the things that you do? Are you still hating people? Are you still not forgiving? Are you still worried about this world system and what it can provide for you? Let me tell you, it can provide nothing. I'm telling you right now that look into your life. If you're not living as God has told you, you need to get your house in order. That was the song. You know, my wife's death was telling us that, hey, are you ready? You can be going on your regular day, and just like that, your appointment is now. God is asking you right now, are you ready? Is your house in order? I'm praying today that this message on death, that it's sure, it's short-lived, it's a surprise, and it's sweet. And then we talked about the grief that Jesus had, and that we're going to have, and then that God comforted us, and then we need to comfort others. But then He asked the question, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? The time is now. Would you like to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ? I pray that if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that's what saved you. One, you have to believe that you are a sinner. You have to believe that you can't save yourself. The Bible says all your righteousness are as filthy rags. You can't be good enough to get to heaven. You must come through Christ, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the door. Any man that cometh unto the Father must enter by Him. Are you entering the door through Christ? I want to encourage you today that you receive Christ into your heart. Just know that you are a sinner and only Christ can save you. Time is short and time is winding up. When death has hit so close to home, oh, it's tough. But I want to thank God for His comfort, His words of peace, His words of hope. And now, why do we title this Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star? Well, one, that was my wife's nickname. But I want you to look at the opening verse that we read, Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Once more, we'll close with this. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. And they that be wise, see, my wife was wise, shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. She's shining now. Shine on, Tanya. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Are you going to shine or are you going to burn? But praise God, my wife has always been supportive of the ministry of God. She has worked with me doing soul winning conferences, going door to door, raising this family. And boy, I tell you, the Bible says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. So now when I see a star, I say, twinkle, twinkle, little star. My baby is shining. And I just want to encourage those, if you want to see her life of celebration, what a blessing. Contact me. I'll send you the link to her home going. And it was a message of hope that we have a short time here, as the scripture told us. What have you done with Jesus? Have you ignored?
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.